The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show on a Wednesday. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. You know, crazy cash happens every hour. That's $1,000 for you. 10 past. Well, it's almost 10 past right now, but, you know, we're going to get to that in just a second. Graham, what do you have?
All right. Have you guys seen the Progresso soup drops?
I've heard about that.
Last week.
What is it?
It's soup you can suck on.
That's disgusting.
They're basically like candy drops. They come in a tin and you unwrap them and each of them tastes like your favorite Progresso soup. So you love that bold flavor of that chicken broth and vegetables or whatever. It's right there in a hard candy and you can suck on your soup.
No.
You guys want some soup you can suck on?
No, I don't.
Mm. It sounds gross.
Yeah, but people say, and Progresso even says, look, there's nothing better for these, that winter feeling. You're feeling a little under the weather. Soup brings you back to life. Why not have soup in your pocket at all times in the form of a hard candy?
That part would be nice.
Suck on some soup.
That part would be nice if you're sick. You know, nothing sounds better than some soup. But that's because it's hot and steamy.
Yeah,
you know what
you
I mean?
Want the actual thing.
A well, cold, hard
suck
candy.
On it, suck on it in a hot and steamy way.
Ew,
and then that'll get the chicken noodle vibe. Going to make you feel better. It's, it's probably good for your throat. Jess, you've been coughing for the better part of 2 months.
Literally.
Maybe you need some soup you can suck on.
Are you ever going to get better?
I don't know. You know what I tried over the weekend, which is going to sound disgusting?
Shot of tequila?
That's what I was thinking.
Dry January.
No, our coworker Karina told me about making onion tea.
Oh.
So I literally made onion and garlic tea, and I drank it with lemon and honey, and that still didn't help. I don't know why I'm still coughing. I will say I'm on the better part
onion
of things.
Onion tea.
I'm maybe like 98% fully recovered
It
now.
Doesn't sound like it. You were just coughing some stuff up right before we signed on.
Right. Anytime before the mics turn on, Jess is like...
Yeah, I think you're giving it to me, because then I started coughing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to do at this point, but I would definitely not try those soup things. It feels like it would just taste like the aftertaste of soup. You know, when you're kind of like...
Or you know when you open up a can and it's all cold and gross? Like, that's what it's given.
It's going to remind me of the chug wheel.
Probably just going to taste a lot like soup. Well, they're sold out already, the first round of these, of course. It's a very limited release. But they're going to issue some new ones, and they're only available on their website or whatever during National Soup Month.
Is that... When is soup month?
I don't know. Maybe it's now. Maybe it's next month. Okay. I don't know. Whatever. It's National Soup Month.
Thank you, Graham, but no thanks if you know what I'm saying.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
For now, it's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
So the biggest thing you need to know about today is the iHeartRadio Music Awards were just announced. March 17th on Fox is when you can check it out. What you need to know now, though, is voting has begun. All your faves, Taylor, Posty, Billy, Sabrina Carpenter, and more, they're all nominated. And we have 10 socially voted categories, which means go now, iHeartRadio.com/awards. And today's a double day. Your boys count as two.
Nice. I'm voting for Taylor, Posty, Billy. Three players were just announced as the next class of the Baseball Hall of Fame. Ichiro Suzuki becomes the first ever Japanese-born player to be elected to the Hall, which is really cool. And our very own, the pride of Vallejo! Other than me, of course, CeCe Sabathia, who pitched for 19 seasons in the majors. He got in as well. So did closer Billy Wagner. He got enough votes to get in this year.
Nice. It's going to be a beautiful day today, but a cold one as well. So bundle up if you are leaving the house or just stay home, because that sounds a lot better. Highs in the low 60s and a frost advisory still in effect until 10 a.m.
Oh, it was icy on my car this morning.
Yeah.
Icy. Hey, Gemini besties.
Hey.
Your day today is going to be an 8. Your work is in demand. Practice mental and physical discipline. Build and strengthen foundational basics before advancing to more difficult moves. Step lively. I don't know what any of that
Step
means.
Step lively? Like, as in Blake Lively?
Oh,
so
dude,
much drama.
Is she
so
a Gemini?
So much drama.
Interesting.
Check her sign.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We got a talk back for Jess.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Wednesday. Jess, whatever you did with the tea, hopefully you did it for more than one day, because it is a more than one day kind of thing. I highly recommend fire cider and fire honey. If you can make both of those things, they're very good for your health. Also, another great thing for your health is to get off TikTok, for heaven's sake. It's an addiction and it's a problem, and I'm deeply concerned for you. Think of how many paintings you could get done instead.
Oh, that's a good point.
Okay, so Fireball, no TikTok.
Not Fireball.
I heard Fireball.
Yeah, drink some Fireball.
Cider, because I'm not breaking dry January.
But to her point, Jess, these remedies, you tried something called onion tea, which sounds terrible, but these ones that we've heard of, the flu bombs and the stuff where you make these concoctions, mm-hmm. they recommend you drink it like 4 or 5 times a day for a week. You can't just take 2 sips of onion tea and be like, it didn't work for my cough.
You're right.
You have to, it's got to be something.
I do wonder if that stuff actually works.
I think it does, but I definitely just did it one night and was hoping that by the next morning I'd be back to normal.
Yeah, it didn't work like that.
I would have given up after that one time too. It ain't gonna work.
And you know what? I'm working on it. I'm working on the TikTok addiction, as you want to call it. But the first step is it denial or is it acceptance?
Acceptance.
I think it's anger. Okay. You'd be mad about it.
The first step is to deny that you have a problem. I think that'll, you know, get you far, Jess.
Yeah.
Okay. I've accepted it. So I'm on step one.
Our cool or not list. We do this every Wednesday. We throw some things out and we ask, is that cool or not? Graham, would you like to go first?
What are you guys saying? Cool or not? I can't find my gym shoes anywhere, so I'm just going to have to start my 2025 fitness routine next week.
Oh my God.
Not cool, Graham.
Yeah, but I put in a legitimate, actual effort.
You are making every excuse in the book.
Mm-hmm. I put in a legitimate, actual effort to find my gym shoes. I tore the house apart. We haven't unpacked most of our stuff, but I even looked in the box marked Graham shoes, and they weren't in there. So if they're not in there, where could they be? I think I have to order a new pair of gym shoes. I'm not about to be the guy that goes to the gym wearing boots and jeans. I'm not going to be that guy. I refuse.
If you were really serious about this, I think you would wear anything just to get your butt in there.
You don't go to the gym wearing boots.
We heard how working out barefoot is even really, really good.
That's
so you can
point.
Wear whatever shoes there, take them off, and then get your workout in.
No, and I will refuse to be the barefoot workout guy. And don't work out barefoot anywhere near me if you're at the gym. Don't do that.
I mean like in your socks, but go ahead.
Jess, what do you wear to the gym?
My teal toe boots, of course.
That's weird. I don't know why you would wear those to the gym. That seems like a bit much. I will not be a boot wearer at the gym.
No,
I refuse.
So you're waiting on them to arrive? You already ordered them or no?
Well, I meant to order some last night, then I fell asleep.
Yeah, okay.
Then why not just go to the store?
Maybe I'll order some today. They'll be here. Look, I already missed. Monday was a holiday, and you can't start your new fitness regimen and, like, get healthy routine not on a Monday. So that already, like, voided that. And then I tried to go yesterday, and then we had, like, 100 meetings. And then I couldn't find my gym shoes, so then I just had to scrap it. And so Monday will be the new start.
Selena, when
cool,
do you think,
by the way,
I'm going to put this
cool
in the prediction journal, when do you think Graham will actually begin?
March.
Okay. Wow, you are going to be so, so devastatingly wrong.
I'm going to say the second week of February.
All of your answers should be next week.
Yeah. Graham, we've done this every week so far.
I thought you were going to start 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I did too, but I couldn't find my shoes then either.
I couldn't find my shoes then either.
And or the time. But it's next week, so.
Jess?
Okay, really quick. Cool or not, someone got a tattoo of the TikTok ban. It's a tiny little RIP tombstone that has the dates 2016 to 2025. You can check this out on our story, JV Morning Show.
Wait.
And once they were done with it, they realized the app was back.
No!
So now, I mean, they had a little laugh about it. It was a tattoo.
Is it real?
Yeah, it was a tattoo artist giving his wife the tattoo, actually. So they said, we just like to do this for fun. So they kind of had a good time regardless. But a lot of people were suggesting them add like a JK next to it or just some sort of funny.
Or just cross out the 2025.
That's hilarious.
Still alive.
But cool or not?
I think cool. But they're just having fun with it. And it's still to remember, like, what the band symbolizes.
Yeah. And what exactly
I don't know what it symbolizes, but.
Not much. Yeah. Based on the smorgasbord of other tattoos that are on this person, this is a leg? Are we looking at an arm?
It looks like a leg, yeah.
Whatever it is. Based on that, cool. I mean, you can.
If it's.
This looks like Adam Levine's stomach. It's just a.
What?
It's like a mismatch.
Less hair, though. They
it's a mismatch.
A little collage.
Tattoos that don't go with each other. So throw a TikTok one in there. Who cares?
Yeah. Like,
big I'm deal. With you. If this was your only one on your arm, then.
Oh, yeah.
Then you're an idiot.
If but you want to.
In this case, who cares?
Yeah, go check that out. JV Morning Show. It's on our story.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Wednesday, the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. We got to talk back for Graham.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Wednesday. Graham, why haven't you started the gym yet? I think there should be a consequence if you don't start Monday. Maybe you should do a shoey, two shoeys, one of Selena's, ew, and Jess's.
Hey.
Just a thought. Have a great day, guys. Bye.
Yes.
That's a good idea.
Shots fired. Not a good idea. Shots fired at Selena's feet there. Yeah, why are Jess's feet seen as the good option?
My Selena's shoes are cleaner.
Just because mine are Crocs and I've talked about how much they stink probably.
Yeah, and the stink and the sweat.
Listen, we didn't ask for any consequences when we decided to do Dry January. It was for our own health, just trying to do better for ourselves, as are you trying to do with the gym. So we are laying down the law.
Yes.
You don't go Monday, you do a shoey. Find your own shoe.
If I go this week, that's fine.
I've beaten the bat, right? Yes.
But you don't have to just go and clock in and then you're good to go. You have to actually do the workout.
You don't know, again, Jess, you don't know me. I love working out. I've worked out more days than you've been on this earth, even though I'm only 27 and a half. I actively love going to the gym. I really like it. Let's reset for people that maybe don't know. In the last couple years that I haven't gone to the gym, I've built an entire house with my own two hands. An entire effing house while you guys scrolled TikTok for 2 years and didn't do anything. Do you ever look and like, what have I accomplished over the last 2 years?
That's so sad.
Graham built a whole house and all I've done is scroll. Like, I've been busy, so forgive me if I want to sit back on and relax and unpack for 2 seconds before I start things. But I will get in the gym. I will accept your shoey challenge. I'll be in the gym this week or by Monday. Shoey challenge accepted. And the only reason let me just also say this about your guys' Dry January thing. The only reason I put this stipulation on there is because hearing you guys check in about a Dry January with no consequence, boring.
I get it.
Because everybody else on this planet, I'm doing Dry January, boring. We needed something to make it interesting.
Graham. I get it.
Thank you.
And we believe in you.
Yeah,
thank
we
you.
Do believe in you.
You.
I know you're not going to do a shoey, so I know you're going to get to the gym.
I will not be doing it.
It's for your own good, you know
I'll be going to the gym tomorrow.
Yeah. So there's a plastic surgeon in Taiwan who gave himself a vasectomy.
That's not, you can't, oh, what? No. What? Why?
And he recorded himself. Now, I don't think he recorded like the downstairs part, but just like his face, as he's explaining what he's doing.
He's holding the phone with one hand and then the scalpel with the other.
Yes.
Like, that's some skills.
No, I'm pretty sure the phone was like set up somewhere, a tripod type situation. But he decided to give himself a vasectomy as a gift to his wife so that they didn't have any more kids.
Uh-huh.
He said it was a strange feeling to have to touch and suture my own, you know what, keys.
I'd faint.
So he applied the anesthetic cream, you know, down there. No. And then he had to take the scalpel.
But is
and the little clampy thing, and he just nipped things that needed to be nipped and stitched things that needed to be stitched. Normally this takes between 10 and 30 minutes, but it took him twice as long because he was performing it on himself. And there was times where he like it hurts so bad where he like leans back in the chair and he's like in pain and has to take a second, then deep breath. Okay, now I'm back. I can do the next step.
Well, it shouldn't be if you're getting it done in a medical setting with an actual doctor that does this. You should be numbed and you shouldn't be feeling that part. Although
surgeon, by the way. Okay. I don't know if I left that part out.
You said it.
Why wasn't he properly anesthetized or whatever? Because you shouldn't be feeling that part of it. Although I told you a story about my buddy and he wasn't fully numbed and he said it was like that and it was a nightmare.
I mean, my husband got it done in an actual clinic and he was fully anesthetized or whatever you said and he still screamed like a little girl according to him. Maybe it's also the thought, like you're mentally like picturing what is going on to you, and as you feel the pressure, maybe you just lose it. I don't know.
But I mean, if you are and if you consider yourself a really good surgeon, wouldn't you want to be the one to perform a surgery on yourself because you know that you're going to do a good job?
No. I wouldn't.
There's something to that.
Right? Like, do you trust that other people are going to take as much care as you would with your own body?
You got to be your own advocate. But I'm like, when those, it comes to
healthcare. I'm those people. That's true. But I'm one of those people where I could not give myself a shot. If I go to get, you know, blood drawn, I can't even look. I cannot do things to myself.
I know. I would faint.
That's
what I'm
like. Imagine giving yourself a vasectomy, Graham.
I don't think I'd be able to do it. And likewise, the giving myself a shot or something. I'd be able to do it eventually, but it would take a lot of working up, I think, to do. Like, it took me a long time because I had to do my wife's IVF shots. Uh-huh. And that first one, I felt a little woozy.
Yeah.
I thought I might faint. Have you seen how big that needle is? It's like a 2-inch needle. Are you kidding me? It wasn't some little tiny, like, little ding. I had to, like, legit put a giant needle in her. But by the end of that, you know, after years and years of that and hundreds of those, I could do that blindfolded at the end. But to do that to yourself?
I mean, he's a surgeon. He's been around needles and been around all of that, basically, his whole career, right?
But it's anything that is going to cause yourself pain.
It's harder to do to yourself, and particularly when it is your underwear eggs that you're slicing. That you're slicing open. Like, that's not, don't ever in your life envision you holding a scalpel next to that, sharp objects should be nowhere near that thing. Like, keep those things apart. Props to him. He saved some money on medical bills.
Yeah, he did it.
I guess.
And hopefully he made some money on that video when he posted it online.
I don't want to watch it.
Me either. I'll send it to you, Graham.
No, thanks.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Wednesday, JV Show. This is Natalie from Sacramento. I do just want to give props to Graham about that house. Like, that was the ultimate gym for, like, what, over a year you're working on that house? So, anyways, I just want to say at 6:09, he definitely said he was going to the gym tomorrow and not next week. Love you guys.
I said I might go to the gym tomorrow. I said I'll go to the gym tomorrow. By Monday, the bed is in.
Monday.
The ladies want me to have to take a shoey if I don't go to the gym by Monday. But thank you. Yes, I did work on building a house for the past several years.
Way more than
she
one
said,
year. Yeah.
Way more than 1 year. It's probably pushing 3 years, to be honest.
Wow, but it's done. Yay, finally.
Well, most of the way done.
Well, except for some of the inside.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Eddie Thayer from Water Creek. Graham, you are very scared to do things. You are very scared to be challenged. That's crazy because you seem to want the girls to do all this and that and whatever, whatnot. You said that you were going to start the gym and you never did. I'm on my second week working out every other day during the week. So you should be doing the chewy. I love that idea. It's not a bad idea. So get the drinking.
Now, said he said, I'm proud of you.
I'll let you respond to that.
I'm proud of you on your health and fitness journey. But to say that I'm scared of these things, I've taken a shoey before. Have you, ladies?
Yeah, I haven't.
I've done these things. I've stun gunned myself. I've swam from Alcatraz. I've done all the stunts and the things. I'm not scared to do things.
Graham's not scared of anything.
Trust,
that's one thing I know about
trust
that guy.
Me. I'll get in the gym. Don't you guys worry. I'll be fine.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Chris Brown is not happy about Investigation Discovery's new docuseries. They put out this new docuseries. We talked about it a long time ago when they had just announced it. It's called Chris Brown, A History of Violence. And Chris Brown says the entire thing is one big lie. So he is suing Warner Brothers Discovery and other individuals behind the series for $500 million.
Whoa.
Now, I do think these numbers, when it comes to lawsuits, they're getting a little ridiculous.
They're getting very ridiculous. Do you think this network has $500 million?
Not a chance.
No, not under no circumstances.
Chris Brown says the Jane Doe that they featured heavily in the series has been repeatedly discredited. They have proof. They had proof that her narrative was false, and they still ran with it anyways just to defame Chris. Chris says he's taken accountability for his past mistakes. He spent the last decade trying to repair his reputation. He's grown. And how dare these producers for pushing an old narrative? Now, he says, and this is the part I don't believe, he says he's been directly impacted by the docuseries. It's affected his career and business opportunities and reputation. I don't buy that because I didn't even know the thing was out. Nobody has heard about this.
Nobody's heard about it.
Nobody's watched it.
You tarnished your own image, and yet people, you still have advertising deals.
You're
radio
still
stations
thriving.
Still play your music.
You're still thriving.
Which is shocking to me, but it's still, he's doing just fine.
He says if awarded the $500 million, he will make a generous donation to victims of sexual abuse. Which he should donate the entire thing if he is awarded this money.
But that money would never hit his pocket because they don't have that. They don't have that money. True. They probably could barely afford to pay him $5 million.
Graham, what does happen if someone is sued, they lose, and they don't have the money to pay?
Then they declare bankruptcy. And then the court works out how to divvy up what assets they do have. And then you wipe your hands of it and you move on.
Wow.
That's it?
Or if you think that you have the ability to earn that $500 million over the next time, they could put a lien against your future earnings, I guess, and then garnish those as they come in. But I don't see that happening. These lawsuit numbers have gotten way, way, way too ridiculously overblown. Like, sorry, the negative effects of your career have not been to the tune of $500 million.
No, if you show they're me not five, even worth that
if
much.
If you show me $500 million worth of deals that didn't happen because of something that one woman said on a documentary that nobody's seen, if you could prove that, then maybe.
Thank you.
I don't see you being able to prove that.
Yeah.
Sounds right. False.
Graham, what do you have?
All right, the Bills Mafia is coming together in a pretty cool way to support Baltimore Ravens tight end Mark Andrews. If you didn't watch this past weekend's playoff game between the Buffalo Bills and the Ravens, it was a good one. Bills Mafia, that's what they call Bills fans. Ravens were trailing the Bills by 8 points in the final minutes. Lamar Jackson led the Ravens on a very exciting touchdown scoring drive. They then needed to just convert a 2-point conversion to tie the game, likely send it into overtime. On that 2-point conversion, Lamar threw the ball to Mark Andrews, who's one of the most sure-handed players in the entire NFL. The dude catches everything. It hit him right in the hands and the chest and then bounced away, just like the Ravens' hopes to go to the Super Bowl. They lost the game. It was brutal. I immediately after that went to my wife and I was like, I've never felt so bad for one player before. Aww. The easiest catch of his life, and it drops out and they lose the game. I mean, they might have gone on to lose
that
the game in overtime
or
in the final seconds, but you have to make that catch. And dude makes that catch with his eyes closed normally. Well, as of last night, there was a GoFundMe page that he had. A GoFundMe page created by Bills Mafia fans dedicated to supporting this charity for juvenile diabetes. That's been a cause that Mark Andrews has spent a lot of time and resources supporting himself and has tried to raise money for. And Bills Mafia fans had raised more than $48,000 for that charity. They had set an initial goal of $5,000, and Bills fans from all over began donating to that, and I'm assuming that number will continue to go up, which is very, very cool, a compassionate thing. But it also is a little bit of, you know, hey, thanks, buddy. Thanks for dropping that. We are now going to the AFC Championship game.
Yeah.
But at least it's for a good cause.
There is a silver lining.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Right now we have your chance to win a JV Show chug mug. We're getting to What the Bleep. All you got to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, leave your guesses on the talkback mic on that new and improved iHeartRadio app. Really easy to do. Plus, this chug mug, it's pretty cool.
Very
all right.
Cool.
You guys ready for today's clip?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
One time, I almost choked on a... If I was going to go out like that, I would not want my family to know the details. Embarrassing.
Very embarrassing.
Yikes.
Very
you'd be judged for sure.
Yeah,
I know.
And that would be your legacy.
I know.
Hear about Selena? Yeah, she choked on her. all right, think about what that bleeped out word could be, and then hop on the iHeartRadio app. And like Selena said, it's new and improved. You know, you can set presets on there now.
Yes.
And if you don't already have Wild 94.9 as a preset, what are you doing? And
do
if you
it.
Don't have the JV Show podcast as a preset
do
on there,
it.
What are you doing? All right, and then hit the talkback mic, because obviously you're listening to us right now. You're streaming Wild 94.9. The talkback mic's right there in the upper right-hand corner. Hit that. Leave us your guess. Leave us your name and your city along with your guess. The very first correct answer of the morning is the only one that's going to win that JV Show chug mug. And we didn't give one away yesterday. So we better be giving one away today.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to play some of your guesses next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hope you win this chug mug. Here's how it works. We have a clip that contains a bleeped out word. In case you missed it, here it is. One time, I almost choked on a... If I was going to go out like that, I would not want my family to know the details. Embarrassing. So it's on you to figure out what that bleeped out word could be. As always, if you have a guess, leave it on the talkback mic on the free iHeartRadio app. Let's go to your talkbacks now.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Frankie from Vallejo. My guess is a fishbone.
A fishbone.
Minus the fish.
Hey.
A fish bone. You ever almost choked on a fish bone before?
No. Mm-hmm.
I hate finding a bone when you're eating fish.
I don't think that's happened to me. I also don't eat a lot of fish.
Oh, I was going to say, if you've ever eaten salmon or stuff like that, though, they're real tiny little spiny little bones that you'll find in there.
I stopped eating salmon a long time ago when I found out they have lice.
Yeah, like that and every other fish. That
Good morning, JV Show. This is Francesca from Vallejo. I think the bleep that word is great. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Great.
That's a popular guess this morning. Grapes are a choking hazard.
They
we know
are.
That. For anytime you have little kids, like, don't give them a whole grape. What are you doing? Are you crazy? You gave your kid a grape? My kids never struggled eating a grape, but apparently, you know, some people do. They're like, you have to cut it in half.
I've been paranoid. You have to cut the grape.
Cut the grape in half, you psychopath. I'm always like, geez, it's just a grape.
Morning, JV. So this is James from Clovis. I think the bleep that word is pickle. Have a good morning, guys.
Yeah, it is.
No, I will munch right through those things. No problem.
That's another popular guest this morning. The pickle. Yeah, Selena loves a mouthful of those.
I do. I really do. All right, what is that bleeped out word? No one's gotten it yet. So if you think you know what it is, get to that talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Leave your guess, your name, and city. Don't forget that as well. We're going to play more guesses coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're playing a What the Bleep where you got to guess today's bleeped out word in order to win the chug mug. You got to be the first person to get it right, I should say. As always, your guesses, leave them on the talkback mic on the iHeart app. In case you missed it, here is today's clip. One time, I almost choked on a... If I was going to go out like that, I would not want my family to know the details. Embarrassing.
Seriously.
So, what is that bleeped out word? Let's go to your talkbacks.
Hello, this is Aiden and Allison from Hayward, and we think the bleeped out word is...
Water.
Have a great day.
Water.
That was a pretty popular guest this morning. We know Selena despises water, so that would be embarrassing if you choked on it. But you could say died of natural causes.
That was the worst, though. That happened to me while driving the other day. I literally spit the water out. It went all over the windshield. I was coughing. It was...
You guys are doing it wrong.
The worst.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
What's up, Wild? This is George from San Mateo. Good morning. I think the missing word is olive. You almost choked on an olive, from a martini or something. All right, guys. Have a good one. Peace.
Hey, that's a good guess.
Selena, have you ever drank a martini with an olive in it?
No.
I didn't think so.
No, I'm not.
I toasted with my wife to your guys' dry January on Sunday night. We had a couple martinis with olives in it. Oh, so good. Have you never had that before?
I just don't think I'm a big fan of martinis unless they're espresso.
Yeah, you wouldn't like it.
Yeah.
Jess, have you ever had a martini with an olive in it?
Like a real one?
Well, I made myself a pickle martini something the other, weeks ago.
Okay.
Well maybe months ago. That was last year.
I do like martinis.
Yeah.
I just feel like the plain ones that are just all alcohol.
It's basically just pure vodka.
Yeah, I couldn't do.
I don't want that.
Yuck.
Good morning, JV Show. This is your friend Jennifer from Hartford, Connecticut. Today, my guest is your own spit.
Couple things. That was one of the most popular guesses this morning. Your own spit or saliva was a very, very popular guess this morning. I guess that happens or has almost happened to a lot of people. And second, thank you for listening from Hartford, Connecticut.
Yes.
I logged in and checked the reins this morning. JV Show number one in Hartford, Connecticut.
Yes.
Which is a big deal.
Thank you so much. All because of you, by the way. We really appreciate you.
Hey, JV Show. It's Leslie from Belmont. Is a bleeped out word Cheeto?
Cheeto. All right, here is today's clip unbleeped. One time, I almost choked on a Cheeto. If I was going to go out like that, I would not want my family to know the details. Embarrassing. Hella embarrassing.
Embarrassing, but would anybody be surprised by it?
That's a good point.
I think if I read a headline, it's like, Selena, morning show, radio host, died choking on a Cheeto, I'd be like, huh, yeah, that tracks.
I feel like choking on anything, like what a... embarrassing way to go out. True. Like, is it your first time eating?
Whoa. You just a lot of shots fired at people that have choked before.
No, I choke all the time. That's why it happens. It's embarrassing.
You got to know how to give yourself the self-Heimlich if you're by yourself.
I keep getting ads for like this anti-choking device. Have you guys seen this? And I don't know why.
No.
Your ads are the weirdest.
I know.
Seriously.
Maybe because I have kids and so they're trying to sell it to parents. But it's like... this plastic device that you, almost like a plunger, and you like put it over your nose and mouth, and there's something on the other end that you pull, and it like plunges.
Oh, then it takes the air.
Whatever is lodged in your throat.
Are you serious?
Out. Yes.
Whoa, a mouth plunger.
Yeah.
You should definitely get one of those.
Yeah. Just, I'm thinking about it just in case.
Yes. Otherwise, you got to heat yourself over the back, like the side of the couch or something, to hit yourself in the stomach to Selfheimlich. It's not an easy thing to do. Mm-mm. You should get a mouth plunger. That's cool. Let's give some shout-outs. I'll be honest, there's not a lot of shout-outs to give this morning. Leslie in Belmont, she had the very first correct answer this morning. What's up, Leslie? What's up?
Woo!
Enjoy your brand-new JV Show Chug Mug. Outside of that, listen here.
Yep.
Amy and Marlo, the Wonder Dog, and we don't know who came up with the correct answer, Amy or the Wonder Dog. My money's on the Wonder Dog. They also had the correct answer this morning. Several people said hot Cheeto, and you know, we're sticklers for the rules up here at the JV Show. And I asked the ladies, ruling on hot Cheeto, they're not the same. It's just Cheeto.
Yeah.
Jessica and Alameda said hot Cheeto. So did Andrea in Burlingame. Jessica in Gilroy. What's up, ladies? You guys were very close.
Yeah.
All of you very close with hot Cheeto. But we
just keep in mind, we try to keep it to one word. When we say, hey, what's the bleeped out word? It's one word.
Or like a word or two words that like damn near is pronounced as one word. Just because every now and again we squeak one of those in. But it should be just be one word. So nice job, everybody. We'll play again tomorrow. A couple honorable mention guesses this morning. Pizza roll, corn dog, glizzy, churro, meat missile, egg roll, and banana. That's from this morning.
Thank you, everyone, for playing.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
I know we have Francis on hold. Yes. Francis, if you can hear me, just hang on. Just stay on hold. We have a very important talk back we have to get to.
Good morning, JV Show. Hey, Graham, put attention when Jess says pico martini the other. She was about to say the other day.
Uh-oh.
But then she says the other. A few weeks later, she fell. She didn't do the. Oh, Jazz.
No, I didn't.
I got you, man. She fell. She's been drinking this month. She's been drinking. She's been drinking.
Oh my God.
Put back the record when she says.
Jess.
Okay.
No, I swear I haven't.
So,
you guys.
If you're just tuning in, we were playing our What the Bleep game earlier, and somebody guessed that something that Selena choked on was an olive, like a martini olive. And I asked Selena, and then I asked Jess, have you guys ever even had a martini with olives in it? Because it's something that I enjoy. And Selena said no. And then Jess said, well, yeah, I had a martini the other day. And Ernesto there that left to talk back thinks that he has caught Jess in a lie. And she is, in fact, broken dry January, which will mean she has to take a shoey out of Selena's shoe. Now, I went to the archives and I grabbed the clip and we can listen for ourselves to see if we caught Jess in a slip-up. Jess, have you ever had a martini with an olive in it?
Like a real one?
Well, I made myself a pickle martini something the other, like, weeks ago.
Okay. She was about to say the other day.
I didn't.
And
no,
then
it's just
she
my
tried to
time.
Clean it up and said weeks ago, but even a couple weeks ago, it was still January.
No.
But the other, like, weeks ago. Had she started to say day and I heard a di- then I'd be like, okay.
No, but also, you guys, I don't know if you guys remember. I don't think we said it on the air, but off the air, Graham, I was even asking you sometime last year. I can pull up the pictures.
I don't remember this at all. No memory of this.
No, I have the pictures of when I made it. And I can pull it up and we can check the date because I swear.
Jess,
you smell that?
Pull that up.
I will.
In the meantime, we're going to Francis.
Like a shoey.
Francis, are you there?
Hi, I'm there.
Francis, do you think Jess is being honest and she has not drank this month? She's doing dry January, allegedly.
Yes, I do.
Thank you, because I really swear, you guys, and I got to the picture right now, December 2nd. And when I think a few weeks ago, I do think December.
She also.
When you're counting stuff like that, you're keeping track. So I think she's keeping track.
Yeah, see, December 2nd, I have the picture and it looks delicious.
It does.
And I wish I had one already.
Francis,
but no, you please believe me.
You're on to play the JV Show. Yep, nope game. We're going to ask you four trivia questions. Just got to get three correct and you win.
Tickets for Zane.
There we go. Zane's coming to the Bay. All right, Francis, let's get to it. Question number one. You've got mail. Was the original email alert sound on what platform?
AOL?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, just like the feeling you got when it said you've got mail.
No, and you're stop, like, it could alert. Be.
I mean, my grandparents told me about that. My grandparents told
me about that. I've
never used it. Yeah, no, what's AOL? All right, question number two. Knots are the unit of measure used primarily to describe the speed of what? Knots.
Boats?
Yeah.
Know your stuff.
Nautical miles.
All right, question number three. Madagascar is the fourth largest island in the world, and it's located off the coast of what continent?
Asia?
Nope.
No, that would be Africa.
Africa.
Yes. Yeah, it's right there. It's a big island.
You know, great movie.
I looked it up the other day because I was like, how many people live in Madagascar? 30 million.
It's
over 30
tricky
million.
Because it
really
can go both ways. Like,
it's pretty darn close to Africa. I'll get you a map after this. All right, question number four. You need this one to win the game. Listen close. It takes roughly 8 minutes for light from our closest star to reach Earth. What is the name of that star? It's the closest star to Earth.
The sun?
Yep.
Loud screeches from my daughter.
What's her name?
My daughter.
Her name is Finley, and she has been asking for us to call you guys every single day for the past 3-4 weeks. So we've been trying, and she's so excited that we got through today.
Yay!
Awesome. What's up, Finley? What's up? Your mom almost dropped a bag there
almost,
with the,
yeah,
the
almost,
sun.
She almost, but she won.
The sun, come on.
Sun up. No.
Hello.
Hi. Now you guys get to go see Zane. Congrats.
Congratulations.
This is happening really soon, actually, February 4th.
Thank
All right.
you.
You're very welcome. Have a great rest of your day. Hang on there. Graham, to the shout out.
Lots of people in my DMs. Lots of people in my DMs. I got one that says, hey, Graham, Selena, and Jess, mom of seven coming through your DMs again. Can you give a quick birthday shout out to my baby girl, Kaylina? We'll be in the car listening to you guys every morning. She turned 5 yesterday on January 21st. We listen every day on our way to school. We love you, Kay. Have a wonderful
day.
Oh, and of course,
who gives a fart?
That is from Mom Trish. So happy, happy birthday there. Another one, just a dad sliding into your DMs. Good morning, Graham, Selena, and Jess. Today is my daughter Azalea's 11th birthday, and I was wondering if you guys could give her a shout-out and wish her a happy birthday. Azalea's a smart, beautiful, and kind-hearted, and has a great sense of humor. We listen to you guys every morning on our way to school and drop off. Love the show. That's from Dad, Mom, and Sisters. We love you, Zay Boofy.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. And then it says, happy birthday, bruh. So happy birthday, bruh.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. And that is from Dad Carlos. And listen to this. He says, Selena and Jess, whenever you guys are in Salinas and in the mood for some smoked barbecue, let me know. I'm located in Hollister, and I do smoked barbecue catering. Would love for you guys to try some of our award-winning barbecue.
Well, I would love to eat barbecue.
Who gives a fart?
Because I didn't get offered any. All right, another one says, hey, Graham, can you please wish a happy birthday to my daughter, Veronica? Happy 17th, my dancing queen. Love you to the moon and back. Thank you so much. And that's from Mom Zinnia. So happy birthday, Veronica.
Happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Another one, Dad in my DM says, hey, Graham, could you please give a birthday shout out to my son, Keone? That's from Mom and Dad and his younger brother, Classic. We listen to the JV show every morning on our way to school. Keone's going to be turning 12 today, and we want him to know how proud of him we are. He's balancing great grades with playing for the Junior Sharks and always gives his best
effort.
Keone, you're growing into such a respectful young man. Thanks, Graham. That's from Dad Perry. So happy birthday, Keone.
Happy birthday.
One more here. It says, good morning. Just wanted a little shout out today, if possible. I'm Carmen from Daly City, and it's my birthday. My hubby and kids are definitely listening on their way to school. Shout out to my husband, Topo, my girls, Vivian, Mia, Bea, Tipo, Mama loves you all. So happy birthday, Carmen.
Who gives a fart?
That's a great point.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Oh my God, the latest Justin Baldoni and Blake Lively drama. Ooh,
there's more?
There's more.
There can't be
and
more.
And you know what, Graham? We have a long way to go because they haven't even gone to court or trial or whatever is looming.
True.
That we haven't even gotten there yet. So, you know, these two are the stars of the film It Ends With Us. Not only that, Justin was the director, Blake was the producer, and there are a lot of claims that she was like overstepping boundaries, trying to take creative control. Then after the movie dropped, she started accusing him of inappropriate conduct and sexual harassment. So they are now suing each other. And yesterday, Justin's legal team released all the footage from the slow dance sequence in the film, which is where Blake says that she was subjected to his inappropriate behavior. Now, Jess, I know you're working on getting a clip to JV yep. Morning Show. That's going to be up shortly. But really quick, just because I know you've seen the video mm-hmm. already, what is your take on it and what are people saying online?
My take on it is that she seems very comfortable with shooting these scenes. If anything, she's the one suggesting, hey, what about if instead of staying quiet during these scenes, since there's going to be audio on top of it anyways, what if we talk? Let's just talk. It'll look more romantic, she says. It seems like they're having a good time. Now, what a lot of people are saying is this woman is in love. This woman fell for him and it wasn't reciprocated.
Whoa.
And now she's angry about it. That's what people are saying.
Wow.
A scorned lover.
Well, now, who knows?
Now, here's the other side. Because Blake said, even prior to this video coming out, she said in her lawsuit that Justin leaned forward and slowly dragged his lips from her ear down her neck. And he was like, oh my God, you smell so good. And she says that was not called for. It wasn't necessary for that scene, for their roles. And she objected to it because it made her feel uncomfortable. Like there was no intimacy coordinator on set. And when she objected to it afterwards, Justin's response was, well, I'm not even attracted to you. So it's like a lot of things that you, although maybe a true statement, you can't necessarily like say or do. In the setting, in the video, I guess, shows her leaning away when he tries to kiss and caress her. And that's why Blake was like, maybe we should just do more talking, you know? Let's just talk about things and laugh and make it seem like, you know, we're having fun and falling for each other. Because that's what the scene's supposed to be about. All that physical stuff she was not trying to do. There was no conversation beforehand. There was no consent, which you're supposed to do in a setting like this.
Yeah. I guess like we always celebrate these method actors that get into character and never break character. That one guy that played Elvis Presley, still in character.
Still in character. 5 years later.
And we're like, wow, they've really like gotten so into the role. But I guess that gets tricky when you're playing a character that's in love with someone or whatever. And you should have this chemistry and this intimacy on yeah. screen. But you need to get the other person's permission. Who are you with after seeing this footage, Selena? Because my thought, I guess I have two questions. Who cast the first stone in this entire drama? Who levied the first allegation?
Blake.
Okay. Because like his stuff, you know, he's putting himself out there when he's launching these big lawsuits and stuff because he knows he has to come with the receipts, mm-hmm. which like to me makes his side have some credibility.
His team is saying they're going to launch a website with all his receipts.
Yep. And that's what like leads me to like, believe some of the stuff that he's saying because I know he knows he's really got to come with the receipts.
And I watched a video of somebody saying they went through both lawsuits, that they spent a ton of hours on this, and that they are now on Justin's side because everything that she claims in her lawsuit, he has something to back up why that's not true. So I'm going to say I am leaning towards his side now.
Really? I can't pick a side yet. For me, it's too early. I'm still an outsider looking at it. I just don't right now pick a side.
And I just don't think it's cut and dry. I don't think it's like one person's to blame and the other person is totally innocent. I think they both did bad stuff. I think they need to mutually come together and agree like, well, let's just drop all this and go our separate ways and never speak to each other. Because they seem like they've both done stuff.
Now, I will say, I didn't know it took them 5 years to film the movie. Is that true?
It took them 5 years. I don't believe
okay,
that.
Okay, I'm going to fact check that, but I heard.
Do you think because of like pandemic stuff and production was shut down for a long time, possibly?
Wouldn't the characters be 5 years older? Like, yeah. A lot older as this movie goes on.
Well, look at Euphoria. It's taken them how many years? Just for a season?
Right.
That's true. That's a long time. So they're probably going to both have a lot of receipts. And I just hope that we're able to get an insight into the court if it does get to that point. Like, I want cameras there.
I know. Graham, what do you have?
All right, a bit of a rant might be incoming, you guys, because Netflix reportedly getting ready to raise subscription prices once again. If you want to watch shows and movies without commercials on the platform, your monthly cost is going to be $17.99 a month. Currently, right now, I think most of us have that plan. We're paying $15.49. And premium subscribers, your monthly subscription is going up $2 a month to $24.99. Premium is commercial-free 4K video quality. I didn't know that was an option, but that's expensive. The standard account with ads is going to be $7.99 a month. In a call to shareholders, Netflix said, quote, as we continue to invest in programming and deliver more value for our members, we will occasionally ask our members to pay a little more so that we can reinvest to further improve Netflix, end quote. This is the second time since 2022 that they have asked all of us to pay a little more. And here's the part that should really bother everyone. They just released their quarterly earnings today and they beat projections. They brought in $10.25 billion last quarter, which sent their stock price surging this morning. Here's my question. You make record profit, yet you want to charge all of us more money? How about take some of your record profit that you made and reinvest that into Netflix and not raise all of our prices? Big companies in this country need to shift their priorities away from trying to satisfy their shareholders and try satisfying their customers.
Question.
Hello.
Question. Sorry. Do you think this is because they're getting all these big names and signing them to 3-year deals, 5-year deals, or whatever it is, and we're covering the cost of that?
Yes, wow.
They're signing your Adam Sandlers, Meghan Markle, Prince Harry. Everyone has a Netflix deal these days, and they're worth hundreds of millions of dollars.
And you still have technical issues? Are you serious? If you're raising the price, I better not experience anything lagging or taking me out of the app or during a really important live stream like Love is Blind. Do not mess with me.
And you have ads. You're bringing in ad revenue plus yes. our revenue. You're double charging here. And then you're saying, well, sorry, we need you to pay a little more because our shareholders want to make more millions. Rich people getting richer and the rest of us are footing the bill for it. Does anyone see the problem? This happens in every... Why can't there be a company that says, look, we make a lot of money every year. We don't need... Hey, shareholders, we're doing great. We don't need to raise prices on stuff. We should just keep maintaining, making a good amount of money. And everybody's happy. No, no, no. Every year we want to raise prices and make more money because our shareholders, we have a duty to our shareholders to make them more money. Shut up. You have a duty to your customers. Sorry, rant.
It's okay.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
That was so creepy.
That's what Baldoni said in Blake Lively's ear when they were slow dancing. She was like, I did not consent to this.
Are you watching the video?
No.
Okay.
But I'm going now.
It's on our Instagram, JV Morning Show. Check out our story. Give us a follow to a lot of what we talk about on the air. It's on our Instagram. By the way, we are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And this is Wild 94.9. So there's a lot of new changes coming to Instagram. You know, TikTok, who knows what's going to happen with that. So I guess Meta and Instagram, they're taking advantage of that. They're trying to get everybody over to their apps. You may have seen that they announced a new editing app that they're going to be coming out with, I guess, to like rival TikTok and CapCut. They also already changed our pictures on our profile grid. They're no longer like that perfect square. They're like longer rectangle. They said that was going to be happening and they rolled it out over the weekend. Our pictures and our profile.
Oh, got it. Sorry. I was watching video of Blake Lively.
How about this though? So a new feature in the Reels tab is going to allow you to see which friends have liked or commented on a video.
Oh, thank God. I need to know who likes my stuff.
No, it would be on random videos, right? Not on...
Not your stuff. Specific. Yeah, you can see, like, if a reel comes up, you can see which one of your friends has commented on it.
Oh.
Has liked the content on there. So
all right, guys, listen up. Listen up. Don't be commenting on the reel.
So it's either a really good thing.
The lady's about to catch you.
If you're someone who likes to spy on your partner or try to see, like, hey, what is my man liking on Instagram? Or it's a really bad thing if you are the man that's liking a bunch of other content from other girls.
Ooh.
Another warning to guys. Don't be liking other girls' posts.
Why would they do this? It's so messy.
I feel like all the changes that they're making, it's like nobody asked for this.
Nobody asked for it, and it's not necessary.
Yes. Although I will say I did like it back in the day because it was messy when they had that one tab where it would tell you like so-and-so followed so-and-so and they liked this picture.
So it's going to be very similar to that. Yeah. And they used to have that activity tab you're talking about. They got rid of it in 2019, and now they're bringing something like it back. Why? When nobody asked for
it. I know. Now, this is a little unrelated, but still in the topic of social media. Did you guys see that people are selling their phones with the TikTok app in it, right? They're putting them up on eBay and they're going for like $10,000.
Oh my God.
Because obviously there are some people out there that deleted the app and weren't able to get it back.
True.
So now you can buy a phone with the TikTok app in case you lost it, but it's going to cost you.
Would you be able to create a new account on somebody else's old TikTok
app? You can
app?
Log in.
Oh, you can log
in. Yes, you can log in. That's the thing is if you have the app, you're saved. But you're if you don't have it, somewhere. Then you can't download it from the app store anymore.
Oh right. My God. I will sell my phone right now for $10,000 right? And just buy a new one.
I don't have the TikTok app.
You don't have TikTok on your phone?
No.
How do you survive?
Oh my God. I survived. You know what?
I'm not using it a lot, but at least I have it.
I meant to download that one day, and then, you know, I was like,
You've never been on TikTok, Graham, ever?
Oh, Graham, you should buy one. I'll sell you mine for $3,000.
That's a deal.
Yeah, you'd have to give me $3,000 for that. I don't want it. I got enough. I waste enough time on Instagram and other stuff. I don't need to be wasting time on.
Oh, but you're missing out. TikTok is much better.
It's such a colossal just time waste. when will there be a collective moment where humanity's like, dude, do you guys realize how long we've been staring at our phones? We should do something. No. And then other people are like, yeah, let's go outside.
It's only going to get worse. Yeah.
Especially with climate change. I don't want to be outside. It's scary out there.
I mean, you tell that to that. Yeah, the South, it's like snowing right now in places it's never snowed before.
It's crazy. It's madness out here. Good point. Outside.
Yeah, stay inside. Scroll.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
We are the JV Show. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. We got a couple of talkbacks. I was just telling you about the new changes coming to Instagram. They're going to be unveiling a new editing app similar to CapCut. It's going to be called Edits, I think. Not out yet. They've also, if you go to your profile, they've already changed like our square pictures. They're no longer perfect squares. They're a little bit longer, kind of like a rectangle situation. And then they're going to be giving us a Reels tab where you can see what friends have liked and commented on other videos.
Hey guys, thanks for letting me know about Instagram's new tab, because I was thinking about going and snooping on my husband's Instagram, but now I can do it all legit. Thanks. Love you guys.
Watch out, guys.
You're welcome.
Watch out. You've been warned.
From what I've seen, that new tab is not available yet, but they will be rolling it out soon. Graham, you were telling us how Netflix prices are going to go up again?
Despite quarterly earnings showing that Netflix made more money than ever, they are going to raise subscription prices. $15.49 is what you're currently paying. It's going to go to $17.99.
Good morning, Jerry Show. This is for the Netflix being $17.99. Wow. I don't think I've paid for Netflix for like the past 5 years because it's a free subscription with my T-Mobile account. That and Hulu. I haven't paid for those two subscriptions for a while. Well, you know, that's just my thought. But $17.99, that's crazy. No wonder people want to share.
Wait a second. I have T-Mobile.
You're not getting it freezies?
No. Well, I'm getting my T-Mobile freezies because my brother pays for my phone.
Oh, my God.
Your brother pays for your phone?
You don't get to complain about anything.
Yeah. Shut up.
Graham doesn't have his own Netflix account.
What? Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
You got it?
I have my own Netflix account, and I'm thinking about dropping it because I just don't. Yeah, we watch some shows on there from time to time, but at $17.99 a month, that's $215 a year I'm paying for that. Like, I just don't, I don't know that I use. We just don't watch TV enough in my household, I guess.
For it to be worth it.
Right.
Got you.
Maybe I go to the ad version or whatever. I don't know.
No. Don't do that.
Well, it's a lot cheaper.
It has ads.
I don't know.
All right. So you said we might be getting gas wrong? Like, hold on. I'm only 26 and a half, but I've been doing this for a long time. I think I know how to fill up my tank.
Well, you might not because, in my mind, there are two types of people in this world. Which are you? People that when the gas pump clicks off, you're done. You hang it up and drive away. Or when the thing clicks off, you squeeze it for one last squeeze to top off the tank and get it absolutely as much gas as you can squeeze into there. Selena, which are you?
Give it one last squeeze.
You do?
You top it off, Jess? Yeah. Which are you?
I don't. I just shake it and then take it out.
Are we still talking about gas?
Yes.
Okay. Now, an expert is saying I may 99% of the time, the click happens and I'm done. But I'm always, my car, for whatever reason, the thing clicks off constantly. So I'm never exactly sure when it's full. It drives me crazy. Half the time I have to stand there and hold the stupid gas pump down. Uh-huh. It will not. It clicks off just constantly. It drives me crazy. So sometimes when I think it didn't fully go, I'm going to give it one more squeeze. But usually if it clicks and it's around where I think is full, I'm done. An expert is saying, do not top off your tank like that, because it is blocking. As you're doing that, you're filling your gas tank. You're overfilling it up into the like stem that's going up to the port, the opening where you're filling it, and that's blocking the air exchange that needs to be happening there. Your gas cap actually has little vent holes in it, and there needs to be the ability to exchange some air there, and blah, blah, blah. This is some car expert. He's saying, don't do it. Selena?
Yeah, I don't even know why I do it. It's just other people do it, and so I just do it. And
but you don't.
I don't. Not even because I think I'm getting like as much gas as possible. It's just what you're supposed to do.
You're not scared it's gonna like overflow?
No.
Well, it'll still click off before it overflows. At least it should. He's saying it's not good for your car's engine, obviously, and it's not worth getting the extra, I don't know, couple hundred feet that your car may drive by that little tiny bit of extra gas.
Unless,
that you
have
get
you ever
in
been
there.
In a situation where you're on 0 miles and that gas station's that's only
true.
A couple hundred feet away.
That's
you
true.
You just got to make it there. You might need that extra bit of gas.
Well, that's a good point. Now, that is a good point. No, I take that back then. All right. Screw you, expert. We're topping off.
All right. Before we move on, Graham, we have a shout out.
We do. We have a very important shout out. I got a DM from a mom. Mom's in my DMs. It says, Graham, it's my daughter's 16th birthday. Her name is Josephine. She goes to Evergreen High School. What's up, Gators? I don't know if that's what they are, but it sounds good. happy 16th birthday, Josephine, from Daddy, Noe, Jenilyn, Papa, and Elisa. We are so proud of you. And that is from Mom Noelani. So happy, happy birthday, Josephine. Birthday. But more importantly,
who gives a fart?
That is.
That's a good point.
That's a good point, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We have a lot of talkbacks to get to.
Good morning, guys. It's Edgar without the haircut. I just like to do a major shout out to my wife. We welcomed our newest addition to the family and a new addition to the JV Show listening family. Roman, with the baby hair, was born healthy on Saturday. So, major shout out to my wife. You did an amazing job. I'm in awe of your strength. Thanks, guys.
Oh, my God. Wow. Congratulations.
That's awesome. Little baby Roman.
Baby
yeah.
Hair. And shout out to
hair.
Mrs. Edgar without the haircut.
Yeah.
There you go.
Who gives a fuck?
Oh, that's true.
One thing that we've been covering all morning, Netflix is jacking the prices up again.
Here we go again.
Grammy told us about this, and the talkbacks have not stopped rolling in.
Good morning, JV Show. So I'm a little late this morning, but I just heard you guys talk about Netflix increases. And so I saw this Instagram post yesterday that, yes, standard subscription is going up $17.99, but there's a premium and they are charging you $24.99. I don't even know what a premium is. I thought I had a premium without ads. So what the hell is a premium, you guys? I don't know.
Yeah, can you explain that?
Yeah, you probably do not have the premium. The premium is ad-free, but also 4K video quality.
Wow.
So if you need your stuff in 4K.
Who gives a fart?
My question is, what K am I watching it in?
3K.
Oh,
possibly 2K.
Boring old 3K, and I could be watching it in 4K? Ah,
so is 4K better than HD?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
HD. That's like, so wait, 10 years ago.
Way better.
HD TVs. Remember that? That was like 15 years ago.
Good one, Jay.
Classic.
Hi, JV Show. This is Ashlyn from San Jose. Regarding the Netflix, I subscribe to the ads, and it's totally fine. It's just like a minute or less. It's definitely shorter than the Hulu ads. So I think it's worth it.
There's
I'm
no
switching,
way.
I'm switching to that one. $17.99, no thanks. Keep it. You can have Netflix. But at $7.99, which would be the new price for the ad-supported version, I'll do that one because I just don't watch it frequently enough where it's going to bug
that's
me.
True.
Whatever.
But what about your kids?
I don't know. Like Disney Plus recently made me switch to the ad version for some reason. What? I had the ad free one. I can't. It's a long story. I talked with Disney support. They couldn't find my account yet. I'm like, here's how I'm paying for it. It was a big thing. Anyways, now I have a new thing and it has the ads. It's just not that big of a deal.
Really?
Whatever.
My kids flip out the instant an ad or a commercial comes on.
Oh man, the attention spans are getting shorter.
You should see them when they're watching YouTube on my phone the second an ad comes on, because I refuse to pay for the YouTube free. I'm sorry, for the ad free version of YouTube.
Well, why? Sounds like you use it.
Because I probably should, but I don't. I don't know why. But the meltdown, the screaming, they throw my phone. They're like, an ad? What is this? They will throw my phone across the car.
Sounds like you should subscribe to that and then, you know, save the money and get the cheaper one for Netflix.
That's no, true. Well, they need no ads on Netflix, too. They watch Netflix.
Okay.
So. No, leave the ads. It teaches patience.
Mm. Or send them outside to play with, like, a ball.
Because it's testing my patience. Yeah,
no,
it's too dangerous outside, and it's cold.
Got it.
You know?
Got it.
My kids don't like the cold either.
So. Right, right.
Or the wind.
Yeah.
Or just outdoors.
Right, yeah. Let's keep them in front of a screen where they're safe.
So, according to a sexpert...
These are never... I hate that either. They never... Show me... What's your resume? Show me how you earned this title.
I don't know.
Self-proclaimed every time.
She says, men who cry are the best lovers.
During...
No, just in general, men that are really in touch.
Because I'm not going to be doing
I mean, maybe just men who are in touch with their emotions and not afraid to show it. Men who are vulnerable to situations and to people, because that's a big challenge for a lot of men in today's society. But those ones who cry and they're not afraid to do it, they make for the best loving.
Ladies, any thoughts on this? Jess, do you want your man sobbing like a little baby after you guys are intimate?
No. That doesn't sound attractive to me.
What about when you see your man sobbing like a little baby because a fruit fly landed in his glass of Chardonnay and he's sobbing over there? Are your loins? Does that get you like, oh, whew, I gotta?
No, it makes me want to cry.
So it kind of seems like a mood killer.
You are contributing to toxic masculinity.
That's true.
What is wrong with a man who wants to cry about anything? They should be allowed to without you, Dill Holes, judging them.
We can judge about some of the stuff. Some stuff is cry-worthy and other stuff is not.
Who are you to say whether or not someone can cry at something?
Just everything, because the crosswalk light didn't turn in your favor. You don't start crying.
But, Graham, I think you need to cry more.
I think I cry the appropriate amount of times. I cry in the moments that warrant a cry. Real serious, you know, devastating life things or whatever. That's for me, that's the crying moment. I'm not ashamed to cry when I'm at a funeral or something, but I'm not, the Taylor Swift's final song in the Eras Tour movie, I'm not getting emotional about that. You know what I mean? There's a time and a place.
I feel like I cry a lot over everything.
I cry at least once a week.
Instagram reels, I'm like in tears. Mm-hmm. TikToks, commercials.
My wife cries at so many commercials.
I'm overwhelmed with the kids. I just go cry and then come back. I cry a lot. Sad.
Okay, but let's get back to this. What the sexpert is saying?
Yes, men who cry are the best lovers.
Do you think that's true? Men that are really in touch with their emotions. Do you think that translates to better activity in the bedroom?
I think it can. I've never had a guy that was a crier. My man does not cry.
So you don't know. So you don't have any basis for comparison.
Yes.
Yeah, I have barely seen my boyfriend cry. And if it was, it was for
when the Giants lost, the New York Giants, I should say.
Thank you for clarifying.
Have a terrible season.
Although that was brutal. But no, I don't think I would have an issue with it but I wouldn't want it to be more emotional than how I am, because I'm already a little too extreme. If anything, I need to put some of my emotions back in. So I probably wouldn't want someone more emotional than me, but I don't mind a little emotion here and there. It shows you care.
Okay. So both of you guys said your men aren't criers.
Not criers.
Would you like them to be? Because you guys always give me a hard time. You just said, Graham, you need to cry more. About what? But would you like them to show more emotion?
Yes.
Be more vulnerable?
Yes.
I would say
what do you get out of that?
I don't know. I would just feel like you're able to be a lot more open and true to yourself. And I would understand you more than you keeping everything all bottled up inside.
Got it. So when they forget the ranch dressing and you order a J-Box. I knew it. They hate me over there. They told me. Look at me. They said, no. They did it on purpose.
But me, being more emotional sometimes isn't always just crying all the time. It's like being able to talk about your emotions and how you're feeling.
What if most of those emotions are anger and they just want to rant?
Oh, then no. Keep it inside. Keep
bottle
it inside.
It up. Got
bottle
it.
It up.
Bottle that up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Yo, yo, yo. What's up, 94.9 fam? Man, I just want you guys to help me to give a huge shout out to my wife, Jezebel, for passing her state exam. She's a licensed therapist. We didn't doubt her, but we know all those that hard work and all that studying paid off, and she deserves it. Huge accomplishment, huge blessing. Help me shout her out, man. Thank you, guys. Peace.
Amazing.
Nice job,
work.
Jezebel. I know Selena and Jess were up here like, she can't do it.
We never doubted her. Jess, and I was like, are you crazy?
I had her back the whole way.
Believe.
Congrats on passing.
Who gives a fart?
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And trending is sponsored by Stanford Medicine Children's Health, access to excellence.
So Meghan Markle's team tried to shop a book deal about her life post-divorce from Prince Harry. Last time I checked, they are still married. They are still together. I mean, there's been a lot of rumors over the past few months about them possibly having some marital problems. You know, they've been doing events separately, but according to them, no, they're still happily married. So according to these new reports, Meghan's team did shop a book about her life post-divorce from Harry just to gauge interest in the idea for a book. Is there any interest here? Would a publishing company want this? Would the public want this? So the meeting didn't necessarily mean that they are breaking up, but to just see if, theoretically,
just in case,
it would be interesting to anyone. So the publisher never made an offer because there was no
interest.
Divorce, in theory, to write about.
But wouldn't you want to own those rights, just in case?
Just in case. But it sounds to me like they're just having trouble fulfilling their four-book deal that they have with publishing company Penguin Random. Penguin Random House. Meghan has only released one book so far, a kid's book. You still have three to go. And the fact that you're willing to write a divorce book, like,
that's insane.
That means the writers are sitting around scratching their heads because she's not writing herself. And they're what could we write about that people would actually give a crap about? Oh, what if they were divorced? Would people buy a book about that?
And if the publishing company would have offered you a big amount of money, you would have been like, all right, then I guess we're just breaking up.
It just kind of shows you that, and, you know, we talked about them having their little photo op or whatever, helping the LA wildfire victims, and whether or not that was a photo op or not.
Yeah.
But when you hear stuff like this, it just leads you even more to believe that their image is just so contrived that, you know, this is what they would, this is how they would handle it. Ooh, we are going to divorce. How can we get more publicity and make more money off of it?
Yeah.
Jesus. How did they get that deal to begin with? 4 books? That's a lot.
I don't know. They have a Netflix deal they're struggling to fulfill. Nobody's watching their stuff.
I think people are slowly and maybe rapidly starting to just not give a fart about them anymore. They're just,
I think that's an accurate
assessment.
It turns
out like they're not, the stuff that we want to watch on TV and read about is stuff, it's a little more drama filled. They're kind of boring.
Have you guys seen Bad Baby's face?
Recently,
as of last night? Go to a JV morning
show.
Yeah, she got a nose job. JV morning show. She posted some like post-surgery pictures. I think this is 6 days after the procedure. And she said, look, getting a nose job is not for the weak. Her entire face just bruised up. It looks so painful. She's got two black eyes. The nose still swollen. It's not healed yet. But if you want to go check out these photos we have before and after. The sad part is, so after she posted these pictures, a lot of people had jokes to make about trigger warning.
Wait, let me hit the trigger warning.
A lot of people started trolling and making jokes about her boyfriend being abusive.
Oh, no.
Because he was accused of that, or he's been arrested for that? Something happened, right?
She said that he had done some things, but she's still with him. But then after everyone starts trolling, she's like, you know what? This is the sad part. She said, you know, maybe I'm the problem. She said, every relationship I've been in, something like that has occurred. And she showed pictures that I didn't want to post on JV Morning Show. She said, look, this is my last relationship from 2022. Her legs were like stabbed up and stitched together. It was bad.
That is not the
I
life.
I feel
you
so
want.
Bad for this.
What was wrong
this
with girl. Her nose before?
Actually,
shows
it
the
looks
before.
Absolutely nothing.
She has just like a totally normal nose,
I know,
right?
But,
I'm confused. Yeah. What would drive someone to have surgery?
I mean, it's nothing that we could say because it's not our nose. We don't know how unhappy she was. You know, I've been there, and I mean, a lot of you listening probably have as well. And she even said that. She's like, look, everyone's saying that my nose is perfectly fine before. It's just really, it's not your decision.
Yeah, everybody has their own insecurity.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, things they don't like.
But if you want to go check that out, JV Morning
Show.
I think
it looks worse now.
Oh, wow.
I'm kidding.
Because it's not
just,
healed
it's
yet.
Swollen.
It's not done.
I'm joking.
Grammy.
Too soon.
All right, take a moment and say goodbyes to the Bloomingdale's in San Francisco. They were the last major retailer left in the formerly Westfield Shopping Center on Market Street near Union Square. We know the massive Nordstrom's that was in that shopping center left in the summer of 2023. They bailed out. They were gone, and pretty tough to anchor a very large shopping mall location as just Bloomingdale's and then nothing really else in there.
Yeah.
So after more than two decades, I guess they opened in, or just about two decades, they opened in 2006 in that mall. And Bloomingdale's is taking a moment and saying their goodbyes. Their doors will remain open until late spring of this year. And then after that, they gone.
Ooh.
Let me just say this. This feeds into this national narrative that San Francisco, see, everybody's leaving. Well, yeah, you want to know one of the big reasons? It's a major city, and rent in a major city is expensive.
Very.
And all of you shop online. You don't go into stores anymore, let alone one that's in a city where people, it's hard to park sometimes, and people don't are scared to drive in San Francisco, a lot of one-way streets and hills, and they would rather just shop from their couch. Do you, I just, like, this narrative that retailers are going out of business, yes, because everybody's shopping habits have changed. That's one of the biggest factors in all this.
Right. Just I think that's happening everywhere.
Right. Yeah. Keep that in mind and frame this when you think about this, when you hear this national narrative about everything's closing because it's, the city's so bad. That is an element of things, but largely an element. Your shopping habits have changed.
That's the biggest part there.
Yeah.
Thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Graham, we got to talk. You have a couple things.
Oh, I thought you said we got to talk. I thought you were going to say talk back. And I was like, I'd love to listen to them. The talk back mic always open to comment about anything we talk about on the JV Show. We love hearing from you. It's on the very free and newly improved iHeartRadio app.
Is.
Make sure you set Wild 94.9 as one of your presets there. All right. Pointless world record alert, you guys. It's actually two of them. So two pointless world record alerts. First, a Turkish woman has set a world record after successfully squashing five watermelons with just her thighs.
Whoa.
In a 1 minute time frame. She puts a watermelon in between her thighs and then mushes it and it breaks. And then she uses a towel to kind of towel off her.
Vagine.
And then she puts another one in there and then smushes it again. Ladies, do you think that you could crush one watermelon in 60 seconds using just your thighs?
No,
that seems really hard.
You don't.
How
think
big are we talking?
A watermelon.
Like a tiny watermelon?
No, regular size watermelon.
No. Nope.
You don't think you could do that?
No.
That seems really tough.
You know how strong you have to be to just crush a watermelon?
You kind of link your feet together and then just really...
Do you think you could do it, Graham?
Part of me thinks that I could.
Can we put this to the test, please?
No, this was meant to be to see if one of you guys would step
up
and want to do it.
We know we can. Yeah. Do you think you kind of can?
I believe
we have
in
to
you,
try it.
Graham.
Graham, I will bring a watermelon tomorrow.
Yeah, but then it's going to get all over the place. It's going to be a big
mess.
No,
we'll do it outside.
We'll set some
yeah,
tricks.
You can put on my shorts and just break watermelons.
Yes, it is
I'll think about
set.
It. All right.
Well, let me know if I got to go by the store because I will bring...
I think if it was a I think if it was a small round one, it'd be harder.
Okay.
I think if it was one of those more oblong ones and you could really get it from the middle and mush it, it might be possible.
Yeah.
But
the
I'm not.
The small ones would be really hard.
I think that would be tougher.
The bigger, the better.
Maybe. Yeah.
I believe in you,
Let
Graham.
Let me know, Graham.
Think I'll think about
it.
Got this. All right. Another pointless world record. And again, why do we need these? But this one, I'm actually more impressed by than squashing watermelons with your thighs. These two guys in Sweden, they just broke a world record by successfully having a table tennis rally, little ping pong rally that went back and forth for 13 hours, 37 minutes, and 6 seconds. They hit the ball back and forth to each other without it ever falling off the table and without ever stopping, and also without taking any bathroom breaks. we hear all these other world records and people are like, oh, they did this. They danced consecutively for 48 hours. Oh, well, they got to go to the bathroom once every hour for 15 minutes. That's cheating. These guys, no bathroom breaks. They even ate and drank stuff to keep themselves energized while they were doing it. And they went back and forth.
Were they wearing diapers?
That's a good question.
It didn't say. But I watched some of the video and I no diaper detected. But okay. they could have been. I guess that would have been also smart. But 13 hours, 37 minutes and 6 seconds hitting a ball back and forth to one another. Are you guys impressed by that one?
I'm a little impressed, but still, it's stupid.
13 hours is a really long time. I wouldn't be able to do it. Am I impressed?
Also, how do you not?
Guess.
I think that one's impressive. Nobody ever messes up one time.
I'm more impressed
hits the
by
ball.
The watermelon.
Are you really?
Fine, I'll bring you one to smash with your.
I did. Yes, you guys.
See if Selena can do it.
I know I wouldn't be. Able
I think
to
we got
to
bring one
that.
For each of us, and all of us have to try it.
Well, I mean, I can just bring one because I know me and Jess are not going to be
That's
able to crush
true.
It. Then you just you're the closer. Just
I'm here for it.
Smash that thing to pieces.
All right.
Right?
Yeah.
See what we can do.
All right.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.